I'm Brett Chang.
And I am Jay Rosenthal, and this is your Peak Daily for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes.
Okay, well, here's an interesting but cautionary tale from Germany about being overambitious at work. Munich's Pinakothek der Moderne Art Museum recently fired an employee after the worker snuck a painting that he made and hung it on an empty wall in one of the museum's galleries. So as not to cause a disruption, the piece stayed up for an entire day before it was removed. While the museum didn't give details on what the piece entailed, they did say it did not receive any positive feedback on the addition from visitors to the gallery. That's a tough one, Jay. We'd tell the would-be Picasso stick to his day job, but evidently he doesn't have one anymore. Jay, would you ever try something so audacious as to hang your own work in a museum you're working at?
No, but like, not to be an art critic, but it may not have received any positive feedback, but didn't receive any negative feedback either. So, you know, to each his own. I mean, it's an empty wall. That's what I'm saying.
I guess that's a good question, Jay. What was he hoping would happen? Was he hoping that he would put it up and there would be so much fanfare around the piece that the gallery would be forced to now make it a part of their permanent exhibition?
Or not even overlook it and be like, it's been there for weeks. And then, you know, it just gets there and then someone has to write up a label.
And then in itself, that is a act of modern art. That's performance art. It's like Banksy.
Yeah, this is conceptual. Like, they think they did the artist a disservice by taking him down, but actually this was the intent the whole way, and it's probably videoed somewhere, and this guy's going to be famous, and we'll be talking about his real art exhibit at the same museum coming up in a year.
Yeah, it's either that or it's like a poor man's German Mr. Beast video.
Hey, even a poor man Mr. Beast is probably rich. But Brett, aside from that, what do we have for Peak Pals today?
For our first story, it's a good day to be a crab. For our second story, feds pledge billions for AI, and our big picture.
For our first story, crab fishers in Newfoundland and Labrador are sick and tired of being pinched, not by crabs, but by what they fear are unfair industry pricing practices. What's their main gripe, Brett?
So here's what's happened. Crab fishing season officially began in Newfoundland last weekend, but fishers who are members of the Fish, Food, and Allied Workers Union, FFAW, are staying on dry land, protesting a crab pricing system they feel makes it impossible to earn a living.
A provincial pricing panel board sets a formula sliding scale for the price fishers must sell their crabs to seafood processors.
The floor price is set at $2.60 per pound for the start of the season. For comparison, the current retail price for a pound of crab in Ottawa and Montreal ranges from $15 to $24.
Now to catch you up, last year, crabby crab fishers refused to fish for nearly 6 weeks over pricing. That strike was ultimately deemed illegal, and the FFAW must pay processors for losses. But it did force the provincial price-setting panel to change the formula for how it sets its prices.
So you might be wondering, what's the matter? Well, the panel ended up choosing a formula different from the one the fishers preferred. The FFAW argues that this new formula still heavily favors processors over fishers, and one critic estimates that fishers will lose out on $30 million because of it.
The executive director of the Association of Seafood Producers has called this misinformation and said prices should rise to $3 per pound by the season's end.
It matters because a snow crab is one of Canada's biggest seafood exports and is growing even more popular. Canada exported a record-shattering 53,000 metric tons of crabs to the U.S. alone last year, around a 56% increase from the annual average between 2018 and 2022.
Here's the bottom line. A prolonged strike could hamper this hot streak of FAFW claims that Newfoundland's snow crab fishery isn't just the largest in Canada, it's the largest in the world, Brent.
For our second story, the federal government sees your $20 per month ChatGPT subscription and raises it by a couple billion dollars.
Here's what's happened. The feds will spend $2.4 billion on AI investments in their upcoming budget, per Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announcement yesterday.
$2 billion will go into a fund that will pay for the computing infrastructure researchers and businesses need to run AI systems. How that cash gets deployed is still TBD.
The rest will be split between programs to help businesses adopt AI, skills training for workers in sectors disrupted by the tech, and a new Canadian AI Safety Institute to study AI risks.
It matters because it's the biggest financial commitment to the industry from the federal government so far, and a sign that it's serious about at least trying to get Canada a slice of the AI pie.
Yeah, but whether the government can actually achieve that with this funding is another matter altogether.
The Fed's have already spent big on programs to boost innovation, including $950 million on a series of tech-forward superclusters and $125 million for a national AI strategy in 2022.
Whether that was money well spent depends on who you ask, and measuring murky concepts like innovation is difficult, but the government's superclusters at least have not had the economic impact they hope for.
The bottom line is that Canada's performance on key economic measures like productivity, patents, and per capita growth lags other wealthy countries and has worsened in recent years. The announcement is part of an effort to turn that around, but if recent history is any guide, its success is far from assured.
And for today's big picture, happy Rate Decision Day. The Bank of Canada makes its latest interest rate decision today. Tiff Macklem and co, we call him TMAC here, are expected to hold overnight rates steady at 5% for the sixth straight meeting, even as investors and mortgage holders clamor for cuts. Due to fears of cutting too soon, the earliest the Bank of Canada is expected to cut rates is June.
Scotiabank to expand in Brazil. Scotiabank is taking things to the next level with Latin America's largest nation, looking to expand its client base, underwriting local bonds, and offering cash management services in the country. Brazil is an attractive target for expansion as its local bond market is surging because of still elevated interest rates.
Google unveils a whole whack of new things. Google made a lot of announcements at its Cloud Next event in Las Vegas, the biggest of which was a new version of its Tensor processing units, intensifying with Microsoft and Amazon for AI cloud dominance. It also announced, among other things, a new video-based work productivity tool. Cool.
Peak Palace, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada.
If you got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review.
And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.
Have a great day, Peak Palace.